Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming in hot on the Monday, March 18th edition of Great Talk here on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Martin Kilcoin, the director of sports at Fox 2 and also a correspondent for Channel 11. I'm Dan McLaughlin.
Am I a correspondent? That's interesting.
Boy, you sound sick.
I've got a little bug in my wife has been sick for like 2-3 weeks. Can't quite kick it. I feel fine, but I got a thing in my throat that I just can't quite clear. But don't you worry, Dan. I've got notes. I'm a correspondent. Apparently, I'm a correspondent at Channel 11.
Did that work? I mean, that's
I'm fine with that.
That's fair, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Dan, it's the power of two. We got two stations.
The power of two.
We are the home KPLR 11, which I believe has been rebranded as St. Louis 11, is the home for Live Golf, buddy boy.
I tune in.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
I might be the only one in St. Louis that watches it.
I think they're getting a little, just lately, just this year, do you think Live's got a little bit more of a pulse?
The PGA, I know we rarely get into golf
talk. Oh, Dan, I've got my notes. The notes, today's episode is called The Return of the Notes.
The notes.
In my hand.
Yesterday was awesome. You had the Players Championship, and you had big names. So finally, for golf fans out there, you sat there and watched Xander Schauffele, Wyndham Clark, Scottie Scheffler, Brian Harman, and Scheffler wins the tournament amazingly, coming back. I think he was 5 or 6 shots down and wins the tournament. My point is that the PGA Tour has to have major names at the top of their leaderboards, because the major players, a lot of them, are over at Live, and guys like me are watching it, but very few are.
Right. And Dan, the fifth major is what they call it.
I've alluded to that.
Yeah. They have the island hole at Sawgrass, which adds to the drama.
Stadium seating on 17.
They might need David Stern, the ghost of David Stern, to come back and start fixing things so that all those big names are in contention. You're right. On a Sunday, you're going to want the big names, or you might gravitate over to the old Liv stuff.
I watch Liv. I want to see some of the top players like Brooks Koepka, DJ, P. Reed, Phil Mickelson. I mean, we're talking about some major names that have been taken out of the game of golf, and that's why if you looked at the West Coast swing of the PGA Tour, all these new time guys and names you didn't know were winning. And down in Florida prior to Bay Hill, which was 2 weekends ago, Scheffler won that. All these guys, you had no idea who they were. And that's just not a good thing for golf.
Who's the biggest name that Liv could go after? Is it Scottie Scheffler?
That'd be the biggest.
He's the biggest. Is he the biggest name right now? I know Rory's still there, but is Scheffler?
Rory would be up there too.
But Scheffler's the biggest current name or the hottest name in golf currently?
Yeah, I'd say so. He's number one. And he's been number one for a while, and he finishes top 10, top 5, it seems like, every week. And he's kind of doing a little Tiger run right now. He wins Bay Hill, wins the Players' Championship, first back-to-back winner of the Players' Championship, 50 years. So he'd be the guy that if they said he's jumping, I mean, the PGA Tour would be like, oh, my God, please, no. That would, and Rory. Rory would be another one just because he moves the needle for the casual fan.
Look for Live Golf on St. Louis 11. By the way, shout out for our shout outs. It was a big week for Great Talk. A couple of Kevins came out of the woodwork. Kevin Walsh, coach at Vianney.
Yep.
Loyal listener. Had him on the radio. And as we're ending the segment, they were going to the Final Four for the first time in 11 years. At the end of this radio interview, caught me off guard. He said, hey, Martin. Martin? I said, yes. He said, this has been a really good talk. Oh, but not a great talk. And then Kevin McLaughlin, Dan's brother, out of the woodwork, offended, I believe, that we said he doesn't listen.
That was last week we said that.
Right. And so this week's Kevin, then I want to see if they're actually listening. Kevin McReynolds, I just want to find out if he's out there, Dan, tuning in.
Dave Jobe listens every weekend, the producer at Fox 2.
Loyal listener on his ride home, commutes from St. Louis 11. To, I believe, the greater Edwardsville area. Loyal listener. But, yeah, I was looking for a Kevin since we've got Walsh, McLaughlin. Who else do you want to see if they look? Kevin Porter played for the Wizards.
Kevin McClatchy, I think, was a former owner of the Pirates.
Oh, that's right.
Helped him stay in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be if he says, I listen to Great Talk, wow, we're shutting something. This thing down.
We'll walk away. We'll drop our mics and leave. Let me start with basketball, Dan. We had something we talked a lot about.
Can I just stop for just a second?
This is Dan, yes. Great Talk correspondent.
High school basketball. Best wishes, by the way, to Dan Rolfes. Long time. I don't know if you're going in that direction, but long time head coach at Incarnate Word, probably the top team, not only in the state, but in the country, and had a heart attack after their semifinal win. I'm pretty close to Dan. He coached a couple of my kids. He's an incredible youth coach. So shout out to Dan and his family that everything's going to be okay. And it sounds like it is.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. That was crazy, sad, scary, all of the above. Friday, and I'm sure folks have heard at this point, but they win their state semifinal. He does his post-game media press conference. So he's
I didn't know that.
He did his post-game, gave some quotes about the game and the win, and they advanced to the championship game, and everyone knows they're heavily favored. They just are a dominant program. And apparently his daughter, he was in the car with her and said, I'm having some chest pains, and she took him to the hospital in Columbia, and they said, you're having a severe heart attack or mass, whatever the,
right.
I don't want to violate HIPAA, whatever the words were. So he, and immediately they were all online, the prep world, Incarnate Word saying, please pray for coach, please pray for coach. And then they have to decide, do we play? And they played the game Saturday, won another state championship, and I believe still hospitalized. But again, yeah, everyone's thoughts and prayers to Coach Rolfes. I know at one point you did a whole behind-the-scenes
awesome
piece for Scoops inside the program, which is one of the most dominant high school programs in the country. Yeah, they won 131 in a row. We'll look forward to getting in touch with Coach Rolfes at some point here as he makes his recovery.
Steve Overbay, within the last 24 hours, said that Dan, here's the quote on Twitter, Dan Rolfes remains at University Hospital in Columbia. His family says he suffered a heart attack after the semifinal win over Rockbridge. He had a heart-assisted device and stents put into place and is under heavy sedation. The family appreciates the continued prayers, end of quote on Twitter.
And I believe 52 years old, younger guy, and also, you know, real fit guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was a shocker. Over the weekend, Incarnate wins. Vashon wins another state title. Cardinal Ritter wins again. I'm going to get it wrong about John Burroughs girls. And then, of course, DeSmet. I'm wearing my DeSmet cap, which, of course, Dan usually mocks.
I'm not going to say anything when they win a state title. You're a front runner.
That's why I grabbed. I have my Vashon sweatshirt on tomorrow, my Cardinal Ritter golf tee on Wednesday.
How about a Vianney third place finish in state?
Great run by the Golden Griffins. Yeah, I don't understand the class.
I think it's by success that you've had, you either move up or drop.
Okay, well, if it's by success, if that's one of the metrics, this is a little bit like the Misha's now like the NCAA bracket. Like, I don't understand a lot of things. So Chaminade, Vianney, DeSmet, they're all in, like, different brackets.
And they're all in the MCC beating up on each other.
But Cardinal Ritter isn't a real big school, but they're, like, in a bigger bracket because they do really well. Well, how is Vashon not in, like, class 200, if it's based on success?
What is it now? They've won 15 state titles?
I think it's 14 total, okay. And I don't know if that includes some that were abdicated or taken away.
And that's with Floyd, and
correct.
Now his
son. Tony is incredibly successful, and for people who didn't like Floyd because he could be bombastic, and I'm friendly with him, so I would say this to his face, Tony is the antithesis, kind of low-key, doesn't get into drama. If Floyd, Floyd loved the drama. I mean, he did. And Tony is the exact opposite, but has done a great job with the program. And we're so old, Dan, that Jimmy McKinney's son is now on the team.
I was doing the Missouri games when they got Jimmy McKinney, and that was a big, big deal.
Quinn got a St. Louis kid. Yep. Maybe his first St. Louis kid. I'm going to get it wrong now, but
might have been. That sounds probably
right. The
tall
kid from Hazewood, Schumacher, was a Norm recruit. Now I'm going way back into the weeds here.
I always think it.
Maybe Kevin Grauer is listening right now. There's your Kevin.
How about when they had Tate Decker, Johnny Parker? I go back to those days from Webster, but that was prior to Jimmy McKinney. Jimmy was a hell of a high school player and pretty good college player, too.
Absolutely. On the basketball front, Dan, I think it was ESPN who reported it late Sunday night that SLU is in talks with Josh Schertz, the Indiana State coach. That's not a surprise. I think a lot of fans even identified him as, hey, why don't you go after this guy in the Valley who's in town last week, Got a great program. I just knew they were going to get screwed, though. Let's get back to the sleuthing in a second. I just can't stand the hypocrisy. The NCAA, and they say it with a straight face. So the committee, Indiana State, I knew they're going to get screwed. Yet all these upsets. NC State makes a run, wins the ACC. All these spots are disappearing. But I'm like, okay, who's taking their spot? Indiana State won 28 games and won their conference season, which should have some value. That's a three-month season. Don't tell me what they did over a three-day period. Oh, you didn't win your conference tournament. And the committee chair goes on CBS yesterday, and they said, what about Indiana State? And he said, well, we look at this and this. He said, you know, and then if you look at their non-conference schedule, I'm like, I'm screaming at the TV. Because he knows schools won't play teams like Indiana State. Yet, they went to Michigan State and played them tough. They played Alabama, a great program. So it's obvious they'll play anybody anywhere. You know that already. So don't give me that crap that it's, well, the non-conference. Those schools can't get schools to play them. It's such crap. And the Texas A&M, seventh best team in the SEC. They went 9-9 in the SEC. And they said, well, and I think Seth Davis said, well, they beat Kentucky the other day. Okay, so one win in late March or mid-March puts them over the top after a 3-4
Got to go with the hottest hand, though, Marty.
Oh, my God. It makes me crazy. But maybe for SLU, maybe Josh Schertz says, all right, I'm in the Valley. I can't even get to the NCAA if I don't win the weekend in St. Louis, so I got to get out of here. Some people had said to me, maybe he'll wait for a bigger job. I don't know. If you're making $300,000-$400,000 and they offer you $1.5 million, I have no idea. I'm making that up. I think you got to take it.
Absolutely. He is a X's and O's savant. I mean, he's terrific on X's and O's. And what he did at a Division II school and turned that into a powerhouse lends some credibility in the checkbox of, okay, this is positive with this guy.
Lincoln Memorial. Nobody's ever heard of it.
And he's kind of at an outpost in the Valley, which is Indiana State. Outside of Larry Bird, you don't hear much about Indiana State. They've had a couple of good runs. I think Royce Waltman was a head coach at one point. I think that was who it was, and he was an assistant under Bobby Knight. I could be getting all this wrong, but I think I'm right with it.
Close enough for me.
Absolutely. This is great talk. We're not about facts.
Willie, check on the rail splitters resume. The Lincoln Memorial, the rail splitters, that's where he coached.
Yes.
Prior to Indiana State, I think it's a great fit.
Because you may not get the best players to come to SLU. So let's get an X's and O's guy to take lesser talent and play at the level that they need to play at, which is, it seems to be, this guy would be able to do that.
Well, and I'm wondering, Dan, in this current era, how many kids will come with them? They can all hop on the bus and do it if they want to. We make fun of the portal. This is one that could benefit SLU. Robbie
and these
Avila,
kids jump, so maybe a quick turnaround with the X's and O's,
How
too.
How many say, sure, coach, I'll go with you to St. Louis?
Sure.
You got the Robbie Goggles. They call him Seth Blurry.
He's Kareem awesome. Abdul.
Can you imagine if Coach Schertz says, I'm bringing a couple guys with me? Wouldn't that be great? I mean,
it'd be great.
They have a lot of talent right now at Indiana State, and most of it's returning. I hate it for the Valley, but if I'm the coach, you take the job that best suits you. And then the kids say, hey, can I come too? You're like, absolutely. Can you imagine if we get Robbie Goggles?
It'd be perfect.
Robbie Buckets, I believe. It's just,
he'd be on every sportscast that you did. He'd be all over it. Now, on the flip side, I hate it when guys get fired. And that means that Travis Ford is fired. And I was texting with him a couple of days ago. And, you know, I think he's at peace with what took place. He's got 27 years of coaching. The way that I read it in his post-game comments, and this is not going back and forth and texting with him, I think he might be just good. Say, I made a bundle of money. I like living in a bigger city than the one I was raised in, the ones I've coached at, which has been UMass. He's been at,
Campbellsville. Maybe Western Kentucky. Kentucky, one of those.
You know, places like that. So now he's at a bigger city. His wife likes it. They raise their kids here. You know, he may just say, I've made a bundle of money. I don't need the headaches of NIL and the transfer portal. And I'll just stay at in St. Louis and enjoy my time. But it's interesting. When guys do that and they're a year out or 2 years out, all of a sudden they're like, what else is there? I was born right to do this. I have the itch to do this. So just on the flip side of what's going on, I hate it for Travis, who's one of the really good people in college basketball.
I got the sense it was like Craig Berube. By the time it happened, they said, you know what, maybe it's time.
Yep.
If it's not working and they're not happy with me, I'm not going to fight this anymore. I'm good. Okay. I agree with you. I think that's where he's at.
Kudos to you. You broke the story, did you not?
I knew for a while, and maybe I'm not the only one, but it got to the point. They've been doing this now in college basketball. As soon as they bounce in their conference tournament, and not a ton of people were that worried about it, but the SLU crowd was like, are they or are they not going to do it? I think there was a lot of drama last weekend. Oh, we heard he's going to get fired after they won the St. Bonaventure game. They're going to fire him before they get to Brooklyn. So I had heard a lot of different things, but what I knew for sure is it was done, that they had made the decision, they were moving on. And I wasn't entirely sure if he knew, but I think he knew. So as soon as their game ended on, I actually said at work on Monday, I don't want to put it out there. They got a game to play. He got kids.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, I said I could be that guy.
It's not worth being first.
And I said, if I throw that out there Monday, they're sitting in Brooklyn in their hotel. That's not fair. Then Ford goes to the game on Tuesday. Hey, coach, you won. Hey, we heard you're fired. We got a game to worry about. I thought I didn't want to say anything until it was over. So it was as the game was ending. But I also, part of me is kind of sick of the national people always reporting the local stories. And so I said.
That's agents, though, feeding.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, guys, you know, as soon as that game's over, here comes Jeff Goodman and Jeff Borzello, all the college insiders saying Ford's been fired. So I just thought, you know what? For not even me, but like St. Louis, we could tell our own story every once in a while, even though it's not a positive one. And I text with Travis after. He's not mad about it. I mean, like,
no.
He already kind of knew. And it's somebody else said, why would we feel sorry for him? He's getting a bunch of money. His life is fine. And he is. His life is great. I think he knows that, too. And what the buyout was, I heard from different people that it wasn't $10 million, but it was more than $5 million. So whatever it is. If they owe him $6 million, they owe him $7 million. That's a lot of money after he's made a bunch of money. But I just thought at some point, let's just get it out there so there's clarity. And he was asked about it in his post-game presser, and he just said, and he kind of said goodbye in his own way without saying it. And then by an hour or two later, he did a phone interview with Cusumano. I was off last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but we were texting on Thursday, and I think it was time, and I think SLU realized, hey, and it's probably circumstance. A guy like Travis will probably tell you the rest of his life, if COVID doesn't happen,
I'm one of them.
We had the right group at the right time. Now, all of that said, 2020, when COVID shut things down, they weren't going to the NCAA unless they had a miracle run. Maybe the next year was their best group, and that was the incomplete season. And then they had a lot of COVID issues with their players. So I'm sure that'll always haunt him a little bit. And I'm sure we'll catch up with him soon on the TV radio side. But I think for SLU, you had to make a move. I think that's 100% fair. And Josh Schert seems to be the right guy. He's not a slickster who's going to come in here with.
I think people will appreciate that too.
Yeah, no, and I think, and it sound it's you said a basketball savant. You hate to always compare things to Majerus, and it's not because, you know, Schertz is a little bit heavier set, and that's not why I'm making the comparison. He has a little bit of a Majerus build, but the savant thing, you're right, at that school, give me a basketball guy who knows his X's and O's, whose kids are not going to be parade All-Americans, coach him up, and you can get into the tournament from the A-10.
See, that's the flip side of this, too, is that you may have kids jumping from SLU that normally, so you're going after the big kid, you know, you're trying to get these big kids, and they say, you know, coach, thanks for everything, love you, but I'm jumping. And he's the kind of guy that says, okay, second in line, come on up, and I'll, you know, we're X and O in here, and we can hang with anybody. We'll see. I mean, it's a different area, it's a different realm, but I'd look forward to it if that's the case. By the way, your notes are on a Spectrum bill.
Yeah, I just grabbed an envelope and did some scribbling, Dan. This is our, I call it charter. I guess it is Spectrum, right? So on the back of the charter bill are the notes about the brackets, about the selection committee. You know what we're supposed to do today? The day after the tournament, you do what Seth Davis does immediately. I like this 12 matchup
Sharpie
here. Oh, no, I think this is a 12 seed that's going to make a run. I really like fill in the blank. James Madison. I'm picking it now. Just keep saying that. I'm picking it now.
He did that the whole time.
He picked every 12 and 13 seed. And then what? So a week from now, I told you.
Yeah.
Just pick all.
Because you'll have a 12 or a 13
sure.
win.
Sure. So pick all of them. And I'm like, give me a break. They're all trying so hard to like get noticed.
I wonder what would happen if you I'm going to do this year, is keep a separate bracket of all the favorites. Like I'll look at Vegas, Just pick all the favorites.
Your whole bracket. One, yep. Two, three, four.
And then when I get in the second round, I'll look at Vegas and see what they have, you know, because you're going to have upsets coming out of the first round. And then after that, I'll say, okay, who are the favorites in these games? It could be a 5 and a 12 or whatever. Probably be the 5, but how tight is it? I'll look at how tight the line is and then take a look at, okay, they're favored. And to see how this all play, you know what I mean? It'll be kind of interesting to look at all the favorites and how they play out.
And separate bracket.
Yeah.
That's going to be my new Twitter handle.
I don't know if I'll do it, though. I say I'm going to do it, but then I got kids.
Why don't you write it down on the back of a piece of mail, and then that way it'll actually get done.
Speaking of coaches, now managers. Ali Marmol gets an extension, and people are fired up one way or another. Usually it's on the negative side, which I'd have to say coming off a, 71 loss season a year ago, or 71 win season, I should say, 91 loss. Is that right?
I believe 71 and 91.
Yeah, so 91 loss
season. Willie, will you look that up for me?
He gets the extension, and I think there's a lot of tentacles to this, one being that they say this wasn't his fault last year. We don't want him to be a lame duck guy going into 24, and it calms the waters a little bit when you think about Molina wanting to manage, Pujols wants to manage, and they're saying this is our vote of confidence in our guy. It's kind of an indictment on the roster a year ago. It just wasn't good enough to win, and that wasn't his fault.
I understand not wanting a manager that's a lame duck. I understand that could become a topic at some point, especially if they struggle.
Especially early on.
Yeah, what I don't understand is the timing, because you knew this in October. You knew this in November. You knew this in December. At some point, Mozeliak and DeWitt are saying, what are we going to do with Ollie? He's twisting in the wind. Everybody's going to ask all year. Why don't you roll that out during the warm-up? Why don't you roll it out before camp opens?
I think that's fair.
I don't. That's the thing I don't understand. And maybe they'd say, listen, he has an agent, and we talked to him a month ago, and it stalled or whatever. I don't get the timing. Yes, it feeds right into people who are angry and bitter and say, oh, my God, Carpenter's back. Lance Lynn is back. Marmol's. What are we doing here? I understand that it almost looks like they're trolling some of the fans. I don't think it's a big deal.
I think he had to be the guy.
But if he fails,
you can just cut him.
Fire him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, the contract doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. I do think the optics are kind of peculiar. The timing to me is strange. But in the big picture, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean he's going to be here in 2 years if they fail. If they fail,
he out.
He's gone. He knows that.
He gone.
Yeah. I mean,
he gone.
And Carpenter's actually having a good spring. I did a TKO last week. Let's keep Victor Scott around. I mean, this Tommy Edman thing, there's another one. I don't understand.
Sonny Gray will be pushed back. Tommy Edman, how about the fact that
Newbar is injured?
Well, Tommy Edman, when was the surgery going to happen?
Right. The surgery was what? They didn't announce it.
If you knew you're going to be out of it, just have the surgery.
You're saying last year?
Yes.
Why not earlier?
Yes.
Shut him down instead of playing the season out?
Right.
That's another one. Timing. Dan, it's all about timing.
Timing is everything.
My dad used to tell me that. I would try and make a joke, and he'd say, Martin, timing is everything. And I said, Dad, I'm 8. I'm like, he used to tell me that. I'm like, literally, I was 8 years old. I'm like, damn, I don't understand timing.
Timing is everything. I wished you a happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you, Dan.
So St. Patty's Day must be an exciting time around the Kilcoyne house for many, many years now. Not calling you old. I'm just saying for many years it's been St. Patty's Day and your birthday.
It's a fun birthday to have. There's no doubt about it. What I would say is the expectation from my mom, my sister, my family, is always like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And I had gone to Chicago with the boys last week. We went to a Bulls game, which was a ton of fun. And that was kind of, and they're on break. My wife's in school, so she's not on break. So it was a really discombobulated. We didn't have a clean week for everybody to do anything together. So I said, I'll take Carson, and we've got Holden, who's 7. We took him to an NBA game. My wife was behind doing schoolwork. Our daughter's in Florida. Everybody's doing their own thing. By the time the weekend hit, I said, I'm good. I don't need a birthday party. I don't need to go out. We don't need to do anything. So my mom keeps texting saying, well, what's the plan? Are we going to go get some corned beef? Are we getting a green beer? And I'm like, Mom, calm down. So we ended up going to my sister's house for a little bit of birthday cake, and we just kind of chilled out. And on Sunday, it ended up as just me, my wife, and our son Carson, who's 13. And we just kind of hung out at the house, did a few things. Or Carson and I would throw the football around a little bit outside. And we drove down to Labadie, which is tucked behind St. Albans. And it's just a small little town there. If you wind far enough, you could end up in Augusta. And there's a great little spot. It's a little restaurant called the Coal Fire Restaurant. And we just drive there sometimes to have lunch and drive back. It's a beautiful, relaxing drive. We just kind of hung out. So very cool. Low-key birthday. I think Dan might have a birthday. So shout out to Danny Mac as well. Maybe the Kevins of the world will chime in. So anyway, it's a fun weekend for everyone, Dan. But for me, it was nice and low-key. The highlight was being in Chicago with the boys. NBA game. Our buddy Panger got me some tickets to the Bulls.
Nice.
We saw Darren Pang. I call him Mr. Chicago now that he was been there, what, six months or whatever. We go to the NBA game, and these are the observations I had. I'm looking at the NBA bench and the Bulls coaches.
Which will be fired in 6 months anyway.
All of them get paid $5-6 million. They all get fired. And Billy Donovan is the Bulls head coach.
I didn't even know I was wondering, watching the Florida game yesterday, where's Billy Donovan?
Well, he was coaching Oklahoma City for a while, but he's been the Bulls coach. So Billy Donovan is walking up and down the sideline. You know, I don't know what NBA coaches actually do. If you watch, it doesn't seem to be a big X's and O's game. But there are fans, and they're literally next to the coaches. I mean, these are probably $5,000 a seat or
courtside
something.
Courtside seats.
Courtside seats. But we've always seen Jack Nicholson in the courtside seats. These people are like slopping down food, literally elbow to elbow with the NBA. I think Mo Cheeks was one of the assistants. They literally are next to each other. I didn't realize it had gotten to that point. I don't know what the price point is. Billy Donovan sits down. And there's some fan right, I'm telling you. It's
right next to him.
Yes. I've never seen it, that kind of access.
I'm a little disappointed in you.
Thank you. Join the club.
The highlight of the weekend was one of your youngsters wearing a Scoops hat with Darren Pang in the picture.
Yes, that's right.
That'll live on forever.
That's right. The photo we sent out was Panger with the boys and people. And somebody noted that on X and said, look at that hat, Dan. Look at that. We had a Scoops hat. Made its way to Chicago. We did the deep dish pizza, Pizzeria Dua, which is right down the street from Pizzeria Uno. Went to the aquarium. Of course, the 7-year-old Holden is most interested in Benny the Bull.
Nice.
And he's screaming at the mascot. I'm trying to teach Carson the X's and O's. I'm the, you know, savant.
Watch
here,
him come out and set this pick and roll.
Carson loves, one of the reasons we wanted to go, love the Bulls giving us access to the seats, but he wanted to see the Clippers. Paul George was 11 of 12 from the field.
Really?
6 of 7 on 3. So Carson's like studying Paul George.
Got to see the beard, too.
Now, Harden was not in the lineup. I don't know.
Was this a management day, load management?
I think he might be hurt. Westbrook was out hurt. They still have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They're still a star-studded team. Paul George made 6 of 7 threes. Just unbelievable. So we're enjoying that part of it. Benny the Bull comes over. And he's spraying silly string. Well, and there's some people wearing Clippers jerseys. So, of course, they're being targeted. You know, it's the same playbook. Fred Bird, you know, friend of the show. They're looking to make fun of the opposing fans. Holden jumps up screaming, Benny, Benny, spray me. I'm like, I don't want to get hit with any freaking silly string. And what? I think, sit down, sit down. And he's clearly targeting the Clippers. And Holden screaming, I'm a Clipper fan. I'm a Clipper fan. We avoided the silly string, but the kids, it's amazing what they're interested in. The Jumbotron, the mascot, the T-shirt tossed into the crowd. Things, if you're an older fan, you're probably a snob, and you're like, oh, enough of Team Fredbird. Enough.
Yeah.
But the kids,
they love it.
They absolutely love that stuff.
Very cool. That's a great trip for you guys.
That's
a lot of babysitting, though, for you. It's a lot of making sure kids are happy, getting enough food for them. Finding the bull, make sure he comes over.
Benny the Bull.
Yep.
We may have gone to the merchandise store and bought
about $200-$300.
Got a Benny the Bull. And he said, oh, we need, how about a keychain? No, we don't need a Bull's keychain. Probably not going to live on for long. So,
yeah.
Great trip to Chicago. Cool. Fun to see Panger. Fun to just kind of hang out with the boys.
Panger's all the time, by the way, on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. You're doing podcasts with him right and left.
Yeah, we do Pucks with Panger. Talking about the season. A lot of it's just, too, his Chicago stories. And he always has, I mean, NHL breakdown. Oh, by the way, Kelly Chase, who we've had on the podcast, his event that's coming up April 5th at Centene Community Ice Center. Garth Brooks is now in.
I saw that.
I texted Chase and I said, maybe we could get Garth Brooks to do radio podcasts. And he just wrote back, nope.
That was it?
Yeah. We're working on Eddie Belfour. Would be great.
That would be
He's
awesome.
He's coming to that event. Chelios is coming.
Here comes Belfour.
Yes. We got to talk about that night at the arena. So hopefully Eddie Belfour soon. Blues related, Dan, on the notes on the back of the Spectrum Charter cable bill. The Blues have won four in a row.
Yep.
I believe I wrote them off about a week ago. I think they're going to just kind of hang in the mix. They're 4 points back. Even after winning four in a row, that's the discouraging part, is you're still four back, but you got time.
Yeah, it makes it fun. Down the stretch, they've changed up the top lines a little bit, which has given them some jump, and they would be, I mean, they might be in the bottom of the NHL if they didn't have Hofer and Bennington. I mean, those two guys have been spectacular this year. They've got to be top five in goalie tandems, and if you didn't have those two guys, Marty, I'm not sure where this team would be. I mean, they'd be awful. Those two guys have been just exceptional this year, which somebody needs to stand out when you have a chance just to hang around and potentially make the playoffs, and it just happens to be maybe the most important spot on the ice, and that's your goaltender. But it's kind of the Binnington of 2019. I don't know if it's getting overlooked nationally, but he's been that good to give you a shot when he needs a night off. Hofer's been great, so it's fun to watch down the stretch.
I think about a week ago, everyone was sort of collectively in the same mindset, all right, this team's going nowhere, and that we weren't doing the epitaph, but I think the paper wrote about it.
Maybe nothing in the trade deadline.
Nothing at the deadline, but I think people started saying Binnington deserved better. Binnington did all he could, and then before they threw dirt on the grave, all of a sudden they started winning some games.
Yeah.
Nice little stretch at home. It started in Boston, which you thought, okay, you're having a crappy road trip. You can get your teeth kicked in by the Bruins, and then what happens? Well, they won that game.
5-1.
They played great. That's when the Bruins coach, Jim Montgomery, pulled the goalie with 8.5 minutes to go.
See, now, Patrick Waugh did this when he was coaching the Islanders, but when they were in town, I noticed that it was a 3-1 game, and he pulled the goaltender, I think, with 6 or 7 minutes left. And I'm sure what this is, and it makes sense.
Like, if we're going to go for it, now's the time.
Might as well, instead of waiting until 3 minutes to go, you're going to get four goals in 3 minutes? Probably not. So you might as well do it there, and I'm sure the analytics prove it, that this is the time to do it. You're going to lose anyway if you don't come back in some form or fashion to get quickly two goals, so might as well do it then.
Berube would do it pretty early when they were only down one, and that was a little more
but that's different.
A little more controversial. He would do it with 2.5, 3 minutes left. And I didn't like it when it's a one-goal game. I get it. If you wait too long, you've missed that chance. But if you're only down one, you don't want to give them that easy goal all of a sudden. Now
one is
over.
Different for me.
I understand. But I'm just. Reminds me that he was pretty early when it was a one-goal game. These coaches that are doing it now, when you're down multiple goals, I think they're thinking, what the hell? We got nothing to lose. We're going to lose this game. We might as well go for it.
For the first time since he was relieved of his duties, I don't know if you're supposed to say that, or fired.
Well, when I Travis Ford tweet, I said parting ways. Well, that's what everybody's saying now for basketball. All these coaches getting fired, they just keep
parting
saying
ways.
Everyone's parting ways.
I saw Craig Berube on TV on the desk the other night. He does a really good job. You know, he obviously has credibility. He's recently a coach. He's won a Stanley Cup. I thought he was great. And it's always interesting when you see guys leave the profession, stay in the sport, but leave the profession that they were at as a coach or a player, how they were interviewed in that realm to how they act now as part of the media. It's a completely different side. Like, Bill Belichick will be interesting for me. I guarantee he'll do something next year. Nick Saban is going to do some television work, but we've seen him a lot on ESPN, sat on the desk. But when you don't have, you're not beholden to a program or a team, you can let loose and let it loose in terms of your expertise and how far you want to go, because you don't want to upset the people that you're in the industry with, but how far you push the envelope, I think, is really interesting.
I think Saban, we've already seen, has a little more personality than Belichick, which isn't saying much. I think Saban will be great. I think ESPN, he's already kind of been friendly with them over the years. Belichick, to me, that's a wild card. It's a big name. Is there enough there?
But he's such an interesting guy.
For sure, smart guy.
So it doesn't matter his presentation. It's more of what he says.
Boy, I don't know. If I'm CBS and I want to redo my Sunday football show, am I going all in on him? ESPN,
probably not.
Maybe ESPN, you have a spot for him.
Manningcast, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere. But I don't know that he's... He may have it in him, but I don't know if he's going to ever share it. Now, Berube, as a media guy, I've told people this, even though he could be intimidating and a big tough guy in his career, easy to deal with.
Absolutely.
You could text him and call back. Easy to deal with.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios, this is Great Talk. We do it every Monday. Fuse.com for your automotive needs, used or brand new vehicles. It is Fuse.com. Locations all over the St. Louis area. And thanks to Randy and his brothers for what they've done for the youth sports in our area, Fuse.com. Also, if you have that special someone in your life, like Martin, needed a birthday present, didn't get it, but you could go and...
Well, I thought I was your special someone in your life, you were saying.
Your wife should have gone to Lordo's.
Yes.
Lordo's.com. As well as Ascension, the Ascension Charity Classic right around the corner. I'm going to meet with those folks here in the next couple of weeks and start mapping out what we're doing this summer to promote the Ascension Charity Classic. That is all coming up. And you can go back on the website and listen to the president of the Champions Tour talking about the Ascension staying in St. Louis beyond this year. That was with Jay Delsing and myself, and we do that every week with Golf with Jay Delsing. So go back and listen. And
say that again. So they're talking about longer term.
Yeah.
This event staying. Okay,
yeah,
that's a big deal.
They think it's really important to stay in the St. Louis market because of the response that they've gotten. So we'll see if that is the case. And Ascension, though, has it this year, AscensionCharityClassic.com. And finally, the MAC. We are always are going to get our workouts in. Martin is usually naked in the steam room with other guys.
Not true.
And loves going to the MAC to get that big sweat on.
The narrative started on this show with the slapping butts. By the way, City got a big point. They did. Since that's my job is to be the fanboy for soccer, right? They've had four MLS matches. They've tied three, so they have yet to lose.
Yep.
Back home this weekend.
Place will be packed. Supposed to be good weather, too.
Yeah, we got to get through just basically one cold snap here, I think, and then we're back to that spring-type weather. In the Pasta House Studios, Dan, you know the drill. If you want some pasta for that special someone in your life, you could just go to PastaHouse.com. Order online.
I love you. Let's go to the Pasta House.
Honey, nothing says it's our anniversary like a little food
Yeah, well done.
Grab a little salad and bread.
Kids eat free on Sundays.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for remembering that. That means a lot. Triad Bank, neighborhood-friendly bank. Marie Davila Senior Living. They're at the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. They've been there since 1960. MAC. Great spot, whether it's fitness, dining, entertaining, kids, summer camps, swimming outdoors, downtown, working out, out west, playing pickleball. It's got a little bit of everything for everyone in the family.
Best steam room, as Martin will tell you, at the west location. Best steam room out there.
Is that right? Is there like a...
I heard the downtown one is great, too,
Is there an RFT vote for best steam room? The steam room really is the fat guy workout. Where you get a little bit of cardio in, a little bit of weights in, you're like, oh, I just need a good sweat. Did you really work that hard? Yeah, I got a good sweat in. And also, of course, Dan, Appliance Discounters. Find them online at theappliancediscounters.com. Biggest names, lowest prices. It's a real simple formula. Our good folks at Appliance Discounters.
Did we hit everything on your bill?
Yeah, I believe on my list of notes here, Dan, we have covered all the topics. This has really been fun.
This has been great. This has been
a great talk.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.